This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. Denver is implementing tighter coronavirus restrictions after cases and hospitalizations rose to concerning levels. The state instructed the city to move to so-called level 3 status starting tomorrow. That means 25% occupancy in retail and restaurants. Bars that don't serve food can't be open. And schools are supposed to limit in-person learning. With a week to go until Election Day, Coloradans have cast close to 2 million ballots already. CPR's Megan Verley reports Democratic women and unaffiliated men have returned the most ballots.
The early voting turnout so far is equivalent to nearly two-thirds of Colorado's total turnout in the last presidential election. Voting does appear to have slowed a bit in recent days, although that may be due in part to people staying home during the recent winter storm. 37% of ballots have come from Democrats, 35% from unaffiliated voters, and 26% from Republicans. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
The reopening of table games in Blackhawk and Central City gave a modest bump to casinos in September. Revenues fell just short of $65 million for the month. State tax collections benefited as well, jumping nearly 38% over August to nearly $8 million. The lion's share of table game wagers belonged to the town of Blackhawk. Cripple Creek casinos in Teller County have not been able to reopen their table games yet due to coronavirus restrictions. This is CPR News.